Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and on Tuesdays we're joined by the manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Man, how glad are you to have that one behind you? Okay, all the Craig Council, what are they going to say to each other when they step out, you know, and exchange lineup cards? Are they going to boo or are they not going to boo? It's behind you now, and now we just play baseball tonight.
Well, it was a great environment. All that kind of stuff is for other people. Craig and I have a close relationship and always will. It's a little different. It's taken on a little different identity, but it was great. Yesterday was a great ball game, start to finish. You don't see many 0-0 games going into the eighth inning, so it was pretty special.
When you guys were exchanging lineup cards, it looked like you were having a laugh. Was that a nice moment?
Yeah. You know, again, Craig and I both get what's going on, and his kids were in the stands, and I got a chance to make a little gesture towards his daughters, and we had fun with it.
They booing also?
I don't think so. Hey, talk about it, performance, you know, taking a no-run game into the eighth. I was thinking about our young rookie, Bobby Gass, as we're calling him. Robert Gasser's on the hill. I mean, what was that, like his fourth start, Murph, to be in front of 41,000 plus right in that environment, all the value added of the Craig Council and the Cubs and a rival. I mean, what a moment for that kid to rise up and shine.
Really was. You know, I think his focus is good. You know, it comes down to, it's not about you. You know, you got a responsibility for your teammates, and he went out there and executed for his teammates. And that's a great lesson for everyone. You know, like, I'm not going to let these emotions spill over because I got a job to do.
Willy Adames said something interesting after the game, Skip. And I'm not sure if you heard, but you know, he said because Gasser throws so many strikes, it keeps the defense fully engaged in the game, that they're on their toes because they know a lot of balls are going to be put in play.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's every position player's dream, is to have a pitcher throwing strikes, filling it up so the game keeps moving and keeps you on your toes. And Gasser certainly has done that in his first appearances. It's been amazing.
Freddy Peralta on the hill tonight for the Crew. And, you know, that's great. Yesterday was a great day and a great game, but you got three more against the Cubs, and right now would be a great time to put the boot down because they're reeling right a bit.
Well, again, you know, you start thinking that way, that's the way that the fans think about it. You know, we have to think about being prepared and winning tonight, doing whatever we have to do to win tonight. And if we keep that mentality with these young players and all we've been through, that'll lead us somewhere. You know, and if we start getting ahead of ourselves or looking at standings or looking at things like that, this is not appropriate. Every year, first third of the season, you can see a team at the bottom that ends up on the top. So we can't think that way. We just have to think about, this is our routine. This is how we play the game. This is how we improve. This is what I need to be aware of. This is my responsibility. And then go out and win tonight.
So the clubhouse doesn't have, like, the standings, like, just right there by the food where everyone can see them?
No, I'm not sure. With all our young players, I'm not sure they even know who's on our division.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit, too. Some of the places you're getting an opportunity to play coming off the series in Boston. How many guys on that roster had never been to Fenway Park? And there they are walking out on a storied field like that. It must be special for them. I mean, you don't want them to get distracted by it, but you got... They're young kids who grew up as fans of the game, and there they are at Fenway Park.
No, hey, I got distracted by it. What a great environment. You know, it was tremendous. Even though I've been there before and coached games there before, it still takes you every time. It's a special thing, one, to be able to live this life, and two, to be able to visit those storied places.
Three more against the Cubs here, and then the White Sox come to town. Thanks, Skip.
Go get them, Skip.
You got it, man.
6:40, first pitch tonight at American Family Field.